CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and the text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 26th of January 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB board application deadline looms. British Science Week of info available now. Why GB3GV is QRP. The deadline for applications for the two elected RSGB board director positions is Friday the 31st of January. This is your opportunity to take an important and interesting role in leading the society to the next decade. You'll find guidance and candidate forms on the RSGB election webpage, but if you'd like more informal chat to find out, contact the board chairman, Ian Shepherd, G4EVK, via email at g4evk@rsgb.org.uk. If you or your radio club want to get involved in British Science Week, which takes place between the 6th and 15th of March, activity packs are now available to download from tinyurl.com. QVYQNR8. The pack contains tips on how to run British Science Week in schools or home, easy to run activities, and details of the annual poster competition. There's a lot to get you started on this excellent initiative. Leicestershire Digital ATV repeater GB3GV has been significantly down on power for the last 2 weeks. Due to a failure of one of the transmitter stages, it's only been running 1 watt to the antenna. Repairs hopefully will be carried out soon. That will bring the signal back to full strength. Further information at the leicestershirerepeatergroup.org.uk. Regulators in Spain are allowing radio amateurs there to exchange their current longer format call signs for permanent 2x1 call signs. To be eligible, applicants must have held a license issued by Spanish authorities without any sanctions and have had at least 15 years of experience in international amateur radio. Germany is again permitting amateurs to use 70.150 to 70.200 MHz segment of the 4-metre band until the end of 2020, all conditions as last year. If you would like to support the RSGB at a senior level but are unable to commit to 3 full years as a board director, please contact the nominations committee with an outline of your skills. This committee can suggest members for co-option to the RSGB board or to act as a board advisor for a certain period of time and for specific projects. So this may fit your skills and time. If it does, please email the company secretary, who's also the nominations committee chairman, via company.secretary@rsgb.org.uk. In New Zealand, the trial licence scheme for the 5 megs band has been extended for a further 6 months. It'll now continue until the 24th of July, during which time the authorities hope to work out a more permanent solution. Conditions of use remain unchanged from earlier in the trial. Now for details of rallies in the coming week. On Saturday the 1st of February, the Barry ARS Tabletop Rally takes place at the Wilton Lounge Sully Sports and Leisure Club, South Road, Sully, CF645SP. Doors open 10 a.m. Entry is £2, under 18s free. Ample parking items on offer will include new and second-hand radio, computer and electronics. Catering and a bar will be available. More details from Nigel, GW1CUQ, via gw1cuq@gmail.com. On Sunday the 2nd of February, the 36th Canvey Radio and Electronics Rally will take place at Cornelius Vermuden School, Dinant Avenue, Canvey Island in Essex, SS89QS, Talking 145.550 MHz. Free car parking, easy level ground access to two large halls. Doors open 10 a.m. or 9:45 for disabled visitors. £3 to get in, children under 10 free. Tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available, as well as bacon butties. There'll be radio computing and electronics traders. More from Tony, G0JYI. Email tony@tonystreet.net. Please send details of your rallies and event plans as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We give you valuable publicity online in Radcom and on GB2RS. Now for DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, DIRT WA4DT will operate until the 2nd of Feb as HR9 stroke call sign from Roatan Island off the coast of Honduras. IOTA references NA057. He'll be on CW and FT8. W8MV will be active from the Caribbean island of Montserrat, NA103, from the 26th of Jan to the 2nd of February. He'll be using CW on the HF bands, using the call sign VP2MCV. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Russell G5XW will be on the air holiday style as Charlie 5 X-ray Whiskey in the Gambia from the 28th of Jan to the 7th of February. Activity will be mainly SSB, possibly some CW, 40 to 17 metres, QSL via RSGB Bureau. Mateo IZ4YGS will be active as 9G5GS from Santzule in Ghana from the 1st to the 26th of February. In his spare time, he'll operate FT8 and SSB, 160 to 20 metre bands. He also plans some USB activity on the Q0100 satellite. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or direct to his home call. Nando IT9YRE and Mike K9AJ will be active as Charlie Bravo 0Z Zulu from Selkirk Island, that's SA101, between the 3rd and 5th of February. They'll be operating SSB and CW on 40, 30, 20, 17 and 15 metre bands using vertical antennas and two stations, QSL via Club Logs, OQRS or via IT9YRE. Don V7DS will be active as E51DDG from Rarotonga in the South Cooks, OC013, between the 2nd and 14th of February. He'll operate CW only on 40, 30, 20 and 17 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or via his home call. Now for special event news, we've received no news of any special event stations taking place this week. Please send special event details through to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible to get your event publicised here on GB2RS in Radcom and online. Now for contest news, the CQ160m DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 2200 UTC today the 26th, CW only 1.8m band and the exchange of signal report and CQ zone. Note that US stations also send the state, Canadian to send their province. The Bartag Ritty Sprint Contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today the 26th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is simple, the serial number of the contact. On Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 1930 to 2230 UTC using all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands. The exchange is signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW only. The exchange is your four-character locator. Next Sunday, the 2nd of February, the 432 megs AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report serial number and locator. And don't forget that the UK 6-metre group's winter marathon runs until the end of January, so you still have a couple of days left. There are no specific operating modes or periods, just work as many locator squares you can on the band. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. This week saw a decline in sporadic E conditions on 10. This may be due to a repositioning of the jet stream or just the end of the winter sporadic E season, but more of that in the VHF section. On the face of it, last week we saw the sun behaving itself with zero sunspots, but look a little closer and it's actually been quite active. Two solar events were launched off the sun's surface, one on Sunday the 19th, which was preceded by an X-ray solar flare, the other from a coronal hole on Monday the 21st. There was a slight increase in the solar wind at times this week due to the coronal hole's solar wind stream. This pushed the KP index to 3. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around 72, with mainly settled geomagnetic conditions. The KP index is predicted to remain around 2, at least until the 1st of February, when there's an unsettled region of the sun which rotates back into view. The most interesting propagation this week has been on the low bands, notably top band and 80 metres. Derek G3RAU reports on the CDXC reflector, that he worked Mexico on 80 metres at 0900 UTC, while Chris G3SJJ worked NA5G in Louisiana on 160 metres at 0745 UTC. Victor G3JNB reports working JT5DX in Mongolia on the 80 metre bands in the evening. The JT5 station has also been active on 160 metres. This really is an optimum time of year for low-band DXing, so keep an eye on 160, 80 and 40 metres, especially around dawn for DX from the west. The DX net around 3.795 megs every morning is always a good test of your station's 80 metre DX capabilities. Now for VHF and up, it's goodbye to high pressure as we go through this weekend, and the Atlantic weather system starts to move in from the west. This will set up very unsettled period of weather again during most of the week with strong winds, especially in the north but also in southern areas at times. As for propagation, there should be some gigahertz band rain scatter options as quality fronts move across the country and from scattered showers in the unstable westerly flow which follows the cold fronts. Although high pressure remains over the southern half of the continent, it will be well out of reach for most UK, and tropo is unlikely to be a feature of propagation this week. It's always just possible for out-of-season sporadic E in the jet stream over the UK is likely to strengthen again next week. If this were high summer, it would be a very positive steer, but in midwinter it's not a good prospect, except perhaps for paths to Scandinavia and the Baltic, if you're very lucky. Moon declination is rising this week, going positive on Thursday. Apogee is on Thursday, so it's not a great week for EME due to high path loss as 144 MHz sky noise is low. There are no major meteor showers this week, so continue to look for random QSOs in the early morning and around dawn. That's it from the propagation team for this week. It's also all from me until next week.